She waited until Toby had engulfed his usual after-school snack before broaching the topic she knew would upset him.
Toby, I need to speak to you about your friendship with Zori.
Why?
Her family isn't happy with it, for one thing. If you were both older, that wouldn't matter. Well, it wouldn't matter on Slaughter Key. I'm not sure what the courtship rituals are on such a courteous place as this. But you're not older, and her family has a right to influence her choices.
Toby's face settled into a stubborn expression. Zori was his first girlfriend, and he had fallen as hard as a boy his age could fall.
She likes me.
Yes, so I gather from her mother. But their concern is twofold. We are not an old Cascadian family, and we are the wrong religion.
We can't help it that we just got here. It's not like we're criminals or anything.
This was a part of the caution common to prominent families that Stella had not understood herself at Toby's age, and her own stubbornness had caused no end of trouble.
No, but they're just being careful of her, Toby. They think, right or wrong, that she will be happier with someone of her own kind. Someone whose family they know.
She doesn't care about those boys. She cares about me.
That may be, but it doesn't change the fact that her family would prefer she not care about you that much.
We're not doing anything. All we did was kind of, you know, I mean, I touched her hair.
Stella knew to the marrow of her bones what Toby was feeling, and also what magnitude of trouble that could cause.
They're her parents. You don't want to get her in trouble.
No, of course not, but they...
are her parents. Look, I've had two long talks with her mother. Explained...
telling Toby she'd told Zori's mother that the two were in no danger, that it was their first attraction, that they'd get out of it faster if the parents stayed calm, would only make Toby determined to prove how serious they were and how permanent their affection.
I explained that we were a respectable, even prominent family on Slaughter Key, that you were a responsible young man. They're not accusing you or her of anything wrong. They agree that you're intelligent and well-mannered, but they're adamant that she quit visiting here unless I guarantee adult supervision, and even then, not more than twice a week.
Here? But it's our office! It's a public place! It doesn't even have a bed!
Though not because he hadn't asked for one, so he could stay overnight working on his projects. Stella forbore to remind him of that.
Toby, this isn't about you specifically. It's their culture, their family, their daughter.
He had hardened his jaw, but now he nodded slowly.
I suppose. I should be glad that they didn't forbid her to visit at all.
You're right. And they want to meet both of us. Two meetings. One with me alone, and one just you and her parents.
Zori didn't say anything.
She may not know yet. And for this meeting, she won't be coming. Her mother suggested lunch at a nice restaurant, and I agreed. Her father may or may not make it.
When?
Tomorrow.
Can I tell...
I see no reason why you can't tell Zori today that I'm meeting her mother for lunch tomorrow. But if I were you, I wouldn't be too specific about why. Her parents have a right to tell her what they want her to know.
It's not fair to keep things from people.
It's also not fair to start trouble between members of another family.
Liking someone isn't starting trouble.
Stella shuddered at a rush of all too vivid memories.
It can be.
Stella arrived at the Glade, the restaurant Zori's mother had suggested, a few minutes early. Her security team ran its usual check, and she signed them in with the maitre d'.
Sarah and Sarah Luari aren't here yet, if the Sarah would like to wait in the lounge.
Thank you.
Stella was glad of a few quiet moments alone to collect herself. The morning had been a chaotic scramble, as worried officials demanded to know when Ansible's on order could be delivered, and where Kai was, and when the promised Slaughter Key ships would arrive. News outlets had played Turek's speech over and over. Normally courteous Cascadians were even snapping at one another and at Stella. The familiar dance of family relationships could not be as stressful as her morning, even if it turned out badly for Toby. The lounge extended the Cascadian theme of forest design to include a floor covering that looked, felt, and smelled like a carpet of real moss, a sound system projecting the rustle of leaves in the breeze and birdsong, and visuals that produced moving shadows and lights on the surfaces, as if sun glimmered through leaves. Stella appreciated the artistry, but wished some decorator would choose another theme. A beach, perhaps, or a mountain lake, or a meadow full of bright flowers. Surely the planet wasn't all forested.
Ah, Saravata!
The woman who came into the lounge was older, and had once been in Stella's class of beauty, but dark-haired, like Zori. Now she had the thin, brittle look of someone fighting a long illness or under great stress. Her ice-green suit fit perfectly. Her jewelry was obviously expensive, but not flashy.
Sara Luari, what a pleasure.
Stella knew she was being examined and evaluated in the same way she looked at Zori's mother. Hair, manicure, makeup, clothes, jewelry, shoes. She had correctly guessed the right level. And Sara Luari acknowledged that with the briefest change in expression. As far as fashion went, they were equals.
I'm not sure if my husband will make it. He sent me a message. Something at work had come up.
I quite understand. Should we wait in case...
Sara Luari sat upright on the edge of her chair.
A few minutes only, if you don't mind. He said if he was not here in 10 minutes, he would not be coming. But...
You have a charming daughter.
I hope she hasn't been too forward. She's vivacious sometimes. She speaks out. Her father, he indulges her.
Stella wondered if the woman was ill, or if meeting her daughter's boyfriend's guardian was really such a strain.
Not at all forward. Very polite, I would think, by the standards of your world as well as mine.
Would you tell me something of your, I assume, Toby's world?
I grew up on planet. The main family house was in the country, though my father's business took him to the city much of the time.
Stella noticed that Sara Luari's face relaxed, and wondered if it was because of the country or the city.
Slaughter Key has 4 main continents, and a lot of good-sized islands. The family as a whole has teak plantations on several subtropical islands, but we lived in a temperate zone. Stone fruits in our orchards, lovely in the spring. My cousin Kai... You have heard of her, I know. Lived on one of the tropical islands with reefs just offshore on the east side. We visited each other often.
You could grow old earth stone fruits in quantity?
Oh, yes. Exported the fruit and nursery stock off-world. For some reason, the result of terraforming there worked for all the Rose family plants, and our family lands had varied terrain, so we could grow just about all of them. The first time I went out system, I was amazed to find that not all planets could grow them, even after terraforming.
Oh, you must have traveled a lot, and so young. Did your family approve?
Stella explained, as if no one could be expected to have done research. The family business, the habit of sending young people out to sample the universe.
I also grew up on planet. My family has... had timberland. We export hardwoods, you know. The native vegetation, not Terran.
But for food?
Oh, farmlands terraformed, of course. But not the forests. The native trees have incredible wood. My family were firsters. We had a grant that covered all the ground from the coast to the inland range for 1,000 kilometers.
We called them chartered. The first colonists on Slaughter Key. Vada's chartered.
You are? Oh, but that's the same.
If I understand firsters... Your family goes back to the Colony Foundation, and you were investors, right?
Now, Sara Luari sat back a little, and her smile widened.
Right. And your nephew, he grew up the same?
Not exactly. His parents live in another system, running a branch operation. I'm not really familiar with his home world.
My husband's business also operates in multiple systems. But you're not married?
No.
And your family doesn't mind? They do not press you for an alliance with another?
My family is mostly dead. But my father wanted me to have experience, he said, before I married. If I married.
Zori is too young to marry.
Stella just managed not to laugh.
So is Toby, of course. But young people, they will form attachments.
Sarah Luari's gaze wandered away and back.
I think my husband is not coming, and we should go in to lunch.
Cascadian custom prohibited business discussion at most meals, certainly in a place like the Glade, and Stella wondered if the follies of youth were considered business. Through the appetizer, Sarah Luari said nothing of the youngsters, commenting only on the food. With the next course, she made a few comments about Zori's upbringing, the importance of their traditional religious rites.
And your family?
We are not of the same faith as you. But if I understand correctly, yours originated from the Modulin, did it not?
Oh, our beliefs are also descended from Modulins. So, you are opposed to unnecessary conflict? Our emphasis on courtesy and serenity does not seem excessive to you?
Not at all.
Not until dessert came did Sarah Luari bring up the matter at hand, taking a small mouthful of berry pie.
I shouldn't be eating this. My husband and I do not wish to become plump, you understand.
Stella, already halfway through her own pie, thought Sarah Luari was already over thin. She wondered if her husband liked her that way, and what, in Cascadian custom, would be the polite response.
I am reassured by what you tell me of your family, and having met you, by you yourself. It did bother us that you were only Toby's guardian, not his mother. I understand the events that made that necessary, and I apologize for being influenced by the unfortunate revelations in that legal matter.
A tactful way of saying that Stella was a notorious criminal's bastard. Stella admired the woman's euphemistic skirting of brutal fact.
It certainly came as a surprise to me.
Oh, of course. And your adoptive family was, both from what you say and by the evidence of your own behavior, what we could hope for in one of Zori's companions. I hope you do not find our concern too offensive.
Not at all. Your daughter is a lovely girl, and any responsible parent would be concerned.
Stella thought about adding that she was equally concerned that Zori be suitable for Toby, but decided it might be construed as an insufficiently veiled insult.
We would very much like to have Toby visit us at home when my husband is there, perhaps for lunch. Not a school day, of course.
I'm sure he would be delighted.
Sarah Luari suggested the next non-school day, and Stella accepted on Toby's behalf. She returned to the office refreshed. Though there were monsters loose in the universe, boys and girls still fell in love, and parents and guardians still schemed to keep them safe.